Wendy. Good morning, everybody. This is the Power Hour, June 9th, 2020. I'm Dr. Sherry Rogers, a medical doctor for five decades. And our topic today is how the flu became a cancer and what you need to do to protect yourself against it. Because 2020 will go down in history as the year that the flu actually did become a cancer. We're going to go through the 6, 7, 8 so reasons why the U.S. people are going to be targeted even more so. And then we'll go through the 6 stages of the virus so that you can see what nutrients actually close the doors and stop many of these stages. But you won't hear about it on TV because most of that is CDC targets the average person with a third grade intellectual level, I think, and they're very pro drugs, so you won't learn anything about the nutrients that actually turn off the virus. And then we'll go through blood tests that you should get now or later, depending on your stage, where you are, and then what diets, what nutrients, etc. And we'll even map out making you corona-proof for dummies. We'll try to make it much simpler. If we don't finish it all in this segment today, then contact thepowerhour.com and tell them you want more, because for a lot of people, this will be a life changer. It's now or never for many, because we have to get ourselves as healthy as possible. Let's go into why it's, I want to show you why it's a man-made virus, first of all. Dr. Luc Montagnier received the Nobel Prize in 2008 for not only discovering HIV, human immunodeficiency virus, which caused AIDS, and he also mapped out the entire genome of HIV. When he looked at the COVID-19, he said, "This is not natural, and it is definitely, quote, man-made." I've gone through about 800 hours of subjects very foreign to me, even though I have 4 specialties, 800 hours of virology, genetics, bat guano, which is their feces, Chinese geography, and much more. And it's clear that this virus is not only man-made, but reprogrammed so that it targets certain types of individuals, namely people who are not extremely healthy. And I remember even 40 years ago when we were all lecturing in Europe and in the United States in international symposia, there would always be a group of doctors warning us of the population explosion in this decade to come, and that we would have no way of dealing with it. And not only is this virus designed for population control, but it's also designed for world dominance. I'm no politician, so we won't go into that much further, but we have, let me say this, that I'm no smarter than any other doctor. I was just sicker. I had over 24 incurable things that are still considered incurable today. And so I had to learn that what I learned in medical school 50 years ago was just drugs, devices, surgery. We didn't learn how to cure anything. And so as a result, I became kind of a maniac in going into the molecular biochemistry that God has designed into the body so that we're all meant to be healthy. But we've done several things that we'll talk about later that have made sure that we are not healthy. One of the things back on this man-made virus that you need to understand is that Dr. Shi, S-H-I, is one of the foremost virologists at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and she and her colleagues donned hazmat suits twice a year for 6 years and went 1,000 miles away to the Yunnan bat caves, where they collected bat guano, or poop. And they studied these viruses that were in it to the nth degree. They learned then from working with other virologists in France, Canada, the USA, etc., how to splice, slice, and dice genes. And they came up with how you can actually make a virus target just about anything you want. You can make it become a slow virus so that it does not kill the host right away, but therefore infects many other people silently. As we saw from many of the studies, by the way, I'm a reference junkie. Everything I say, we have the scientific backup or the evidence somewhere in our 30 years of the Total Wellness newsletter and in 15 reference books. Anyway, they have found that they can make a virus do just about anything you want. It can be low virulence, so that it does not infect people with severe symptoms until it gets into the folks who have the greatest vulnerability. One of those vulnerabilities is the ACE, ACE2 receptor. And I can see some of your eyes glazing over already. I had the same feeling when I first learned about this. On all of our cell membranes, we have different receptors. It's like the computer keyboard of the body. All the messages come in and out of there. And when a person is very healthy, they have very few ACE receptors, stands for angiotensin converting enzyme. But as soon as they get into any trouble whatsoever, even simple things, obesity, depression, fatigue, sleep apnea, whatever. And then as they get into more serious things, high blood pressure, prediabetes, heart failure, arthritis, lupus, colitis, etc., the more problem they have, and the deeper the problem, and the more medications they take for it, these ACE receptors just blossom like crazy. And so now you become corona bait, because that is exactly where the coronavirus attaches. And we'll go into that later, because we want to show you how to keep it from attaching to those gates, because that's the way it enters the human body, is first through the cell, and that gate is the ACE2 receptor. So let's see. I know you don't want to hear a lot of chemistry, and I don't want to do it as well, but these ACE2 receptors actually have been known for 20 years, and in fact, some scientists have actually taken they've humanized mice, because mice don't have these ACE receptors like humans do. And they humanized them so that they would have a larger amount of ACE receptors, so that then they could work on what viruses would attack here even with more virulence. Anyway, one of our biggest problems is, right now, a lot of people feel that we're very safe, that there's no problem in the world because we're all slowly reemerging and we know about distancing and masks and so forth. But this is a false sense of security. First of all, the virus has been programmed so that it really is not going to go away. And there are many other researchers throughout the world who are working on genetically reprogramming other types of viruses. The big problem is, once it gets into the human body, it can hibernate and be invisible to any tests, any vaccine, any prescription medicine. So this changes things a lot, because whether or not it reemerges from this hibernation, that's when it causes, slams the person with a serious infection, and they end up in ICU, and one in seven often die, and depending on which studies you read. So clearly, life will never be the same again, and so I think the most important thing to know is how to make your own self corona-proof, because that's going to be the big determining factor of whether of who lives and who doesn't as this emerges within, we don't know how many months, but in the next second and third wave, which are inevitable because of the programming, and I don't want to bog you down with virology and genetics. Let's go into why the U.S. is a target, though, because I think that's a serious thing that most Americans are not aware of. Remember, the first countries to be slammed were France, Italy, Greece, Spain. A lot of these are in the top 10 healthiest countries in the world. Well, where's the United States? We're way down, number 43, because of the 7M, and we'll go into that a little bit, but it's explained in the 2019 Total Wellness newsletters at prestigepublishing.com. Anyway, we're number 43. We have more chronic diseases, and we use more medicines, and we have a more expensive medical system, but we don't have the best health. The top 10 people don't have nearly the drugs that we do, and they don't have nearly the diseases. And if that weren't bad enough, did you ever wonder, how do researchers get 100 rats with diabetes or high blood pressure or atrial fibrillation or whatever so that they can do their research studies? They laugh at us. They use what they call the Western diet, which is the exact replica of the standard American diet. And that's what just about all researchers, Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry, they all use this to create their diseased animals with whatever chronic disease they're working on, so that they can then study whatever drug they're working on. In fact, like, if you want to have 100 rats with cataracts, all you have to do is dose them with Tylenol, acetaminophen. And that's what they use. You want to make 100 rats with Parkinson's? Give them an organic pesticide, Rotenone. This is all through the scientific literature. Then another problem why the U.S. is going to be hit harder than other people. Part of the 7M, the seven reasons that we are really going to be slammed, is we have in our blood levels of the weed killer Roundup 6 times higher than the rest of the world. 6 times higher. Because, again, we think genetically modified foods and food sprayed with Roundup, et cetera, are fine. And as many of the studies beautifully done by SAMHSA and CENTIF, et cetera, have shown, these are part of why we are way down at number 43 in health. Another problem is, in the United States, we have the distinction of actually creating new humans. What the heck do I mean by that? If you look at the cell membrane, which is the computer keyboard of the body, that determines everything that happens to you. The levels of certain fatty acids, omega-6 to omega-3s, has changed 20-fold in the last 50 years. And that's from a lot of the genetically modified and trans fatty acid and esterified junk oils, the soybean oil and safflower and Crisco and margarines and all the junk oils that permeate the American diet. So we have actually created people with new chemistry, and we've been seeing it for 30 years because we do an essay, which anyone can get. It's in the book, How to Cure Diabetes. By the way, I never leave anyone out when we write a book just because you don't have what's in the title. We all need all that information because every disease is dependent on that same chemistry. Where did I leave off here? The new humans, we have actually measured the 34 fatty acids, the omega 6, 9s, 3s, etc., odd chains, and others in humans for the last, in our readers actually, for the last 30 years. And I can vouch for the fact that most people, their omega 3 levels, which you get from like cod liver oil and fish, are down in the 20s and 30s. Where should it be? 200. That's how far off we are. And yet, the levels for their grocery store oils, the things you would get when you go out to eat, when you have canola and soybean oil, etc., those levels are way up. Another problem is, as you'll see when we go through in the next segment, when we go through how to stop the different six stages of the corona entering the human body, vitamin D is one of those crucial things. And the level for vitamin D now on all commercial labs, LabCorp, Quest, etc., is usually 20 to 100. And the problem is most people linger around 30 to 40. And you can't heal anything. Diabetes, cancer, heart disease, HIV, viruses, anything without adequate levels of D. But unfortunately, when physicians look at your level and see that you're 30 and it says normal, well, some labs say normal is 30 to 100, others say 20 to 100. When they see that you're in the, quote, normal range, they think that is normal. And what has been proven is in order to fight a virus, a cancer, heart disease, diabetes, any disease, you need to be over 60 or 70, preferably over 80 nanograms per milliliter. And we'll stress that again because that's extremely important, because we have found in over 30 years of checking these levels in people with all sorts of diseases in two dozen countries, is that it takes 10,000 IU, 10,000 international units of vitamin D3 to bring people up to the maximum therapeutic level, 80 to 100. And yet, what is the RDA? 400. It's 20-fold off. It's way off, 25x off anyway. A lot of the norms, not just D, on our blood tests in the United States are unfortunately antiquated. That's why we lead the world in obesity. Two out of three people in the United States are overweight. And one reason is that even the thyroid test, the T3 and the TSH, these norms that are on the lab tests are not normal. What happened was years ago, decades ago, when they first started measuring things, they said, oh, well, we don't even know what normal is. So the labs have hundreds of blood tests already there, so we can just test it on there and find out where normal is. So what happened was it's like D. They found there was a huge range, and they used the bottom because all the people were alive where they were sending in blood tests. So 30 to 100 was normal for D. No. And the same thing for T3, the thyroid levels, etc. They were based on bloods in the lab from sick people. If they had been smart, they would have done the tests on bloods from well people with no medicines. So that's an important fact to remember, because you want to see your own blood tests when they come back. You don't want to be, a general rule of thumb for all minerals and vitamins, you want to be at least in the top half of normal. And for all bad things like the homocysteine and the CRP and the lipid peroxides and whatnot, you want to be in the bottom half of normal. So those would be very good parameters for you to remember. So back on the 7M, we can just go through these quickly. It's medications. They make you corona bait. Statins, for example, the cell membrane where the virus has to penetrate needs a lot of cholesterol because that's the core of the cell membrane in order to protect itself. But the statins kill the enzyme in the liver, HMG-CoA reductase, and so you deprive the cell membrane of the cholesterol that it needs to protect you. The same thing when you take, like, blood pressure medicines. As soon as you have high blood pressure and you're on then either diuretic, metoprolol, a beta blocker, or even an ACE inhibitor, the angiotensin converting enzyme inhibitors like lisinopril, you can increase your ACE receptors, the corona gateways that welcome the corona right into your body. You can increase it fivefold, five times normal. That's how, that's why they say, you know, people who were older, and then they saw from different studies, doesn't matter how old you are, it's how many medicines you have on board, how many diagnoses you have. That's what determines whether you have an increase in ACE receptors and the gates that invite the coronavirus right into your body. So we'll talk next in next segment on the six stages in the body.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use whitener toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth, and she is the mother of all the people who are using a vitamin toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, folks. We are back at the Power Hour, June 9th, 2020. And we're trying to work through how the 2020 brought a flu that became a cancer for the first time. We know that it is a genetically modified, in many ways, virus. And researchers around the world have been slicing and dicing these genes to create whatever properties they want. In this sector, we want to go through how the virus actually gets into the body, how it starts. And as you know, first of all, it can be in the membranes and in the secretions from the nose, the throat. And so that's why we're all wearing masks and distancing. But what a lot of folks don't know is that these viruses, this virus, can persist for weeks in the nose in people who have absolutely no symptoms whatsoever. One of the many ways it does this is to secrete a special protein coating around itself, sort of a suit of armor, just like cancer cells do, and it makes it immune to certain antiviral as well as detections. And we'll go into that a little later, but probably the first place you need to think about with the virus then attacking your body is that as soon as it gets on any cell, as soon as it lands on the outside of a cell, what's the first thing there? These are called cytokines. They're tumor necrosis factor, a nuclear factor, kappa B, interleukin-10. All these things are intricately designed by the great designer to be made in the human body to fight off all sorts of chemicals, viruses, bacteria, anything that we don't want entering our body. And so the first thing you have to do is to make those cell membranes so strong, and that involves, again, stopping the 7M. If you're going to take even the best antiviral in the world and you're still on statins or blood pressure medicine or Nexium, or you're still downing high fructose corn syrup, which is in all processed foods and loads you up with enough mercury to be equivalent to having one new mercury amalgam in your mouth every day of your life. If you're still eating genetically modified soybean and corn oils, and then which are also loaded with Roundup, which United States people have levels six times higher than people in other countries. If you're still eating the trans fatty acids, if you have a gut full of candida, all these things will damage the amount of cytokines that your body can produce. And we've gone into these in much detail in previous Total Wellness newsletter. Just even this year and last year would be enough to catch a lot of people up. Because I always have to remember that when we're talking about anything, radio, internet, books, newsletters, we're reaching a very broad spectrum of people. Some people know nothing, take no responsibility for their health. And then on the other side of the spectrum, we have people who read everything, do everything. So it's a huge variance that we're trying to address here. Anyway, the seventh of the seven M's you might keep in mind, because that's managed care. What do I mean by that? Our medical system in the United States is a little different from others. We do two huge mistakes. First of all, we make sure that every symptom deserves a drug. In other words, we've gone through the practice guidelines in the Total Wellness newsletter for most of the leading specialties in medicine, and they all start with, your patient has this symptom, give them this drug. If that fails and they need more, give them this drug. And it's basically drugs, devices, and surgery. No, there's no finding the cause and the cure. For example, if you have high blood pressure, you're first given a diuretic to poison the kidneys, because that's where the one of the ACE1 receptors is made, not the ACE2. Well, that's made there too, but anyway, then you're given, if your pressure is still up, then you're given a beta blocker like metoprolol that poisons one of the membrane sites. And then if your pressure is still up, then they give you an ACE1 inhibitor, lisinopril, whatever, et cetera. They keep going. But if you take the last 100 people with high blood pressure or atrial fib or heart failure, the ones who got cured, sometimes it's as simple as the right dose of magnesium, because magnesium deficiency is epidemic in the United States, and if you have mag deficiency, it can cause spasm of the arteries and high blood pressure. It can also cause muscle spasms in legs, arms, whatever. But what you need to understand is that if you do get muscle spasms in your back or leg or even high blood pressure, consider it a gift. Because if that spasm was in your coronary arteries, you might have the number one symptom of, worst symptom of mag deficiency, and that's a sudden heart attack. And that's why half the people who have their first heart attack, it's their last one, because they don't have enough magnesium to make the heart work. Even if they make it to the emergency room and they're given 600 joules of cardioversion, I was an ER doc among four specialties that I ended up with, you give them 600 joules of cardioversion, you can't convert a heart that doesn't have enough magnesium. And yet, that's not standard to give when you get to the emergency room, which is why we always make sure that that's part of your emergency pack that you have yourself. Anyway, so if you take 100 people with high blood pressure, some are cured with just magnesium, or with arginine, or with selenium, or with manganese. It depends on what the person is low in and what's causing it. We don't all just look different. Our chemistry is different. Yet medicine wants to pretend that everybody with atrial fib needs a certain medication to stop the atrial fib, and they're all poisons. They all work by poisoning an area in the heart. They do not cure it or fix it or get rid of it once and for all. And then the other part of managed care that we have been guilty of in the United States is that all specialists are relegated to one organ. But, for example, if the orthopedist does not know anything about allergy, then he won't know that 3 out of 4 people with any type of arthritis, knees, hips, shoulders, if they go on the nightshade-free diet, as we explained in Pain-Free in 6 Weeks and also in some medical papers that we wrote, they don't have arthritis anymore. So you see that we've made a couple of big mistakes there. So the first thing is to get off the 7M's. Stop eating junk food. Just eat unprocessed, whole, real foods as much as you possibly can. Okay, now, remember, the second thing is the membrane itself. That has to be extremely, extremely healthy. And yet, remember, it's 20-fold changed. So how do you fix it? Easy. A tablespoon of cod liver oil in glass. There's only one that I would recommend. Cod liver oil, at least every other day. The anchor, because that makes up the basis of the cell membrane, because most people, it's their cell membrane, and we know because we look at it every day in our readers around the world when we analyze their chemistry in an 11-page essay. So most people have the wrong levels, and just taking a tablespoon of cod liver oil a day can change it, but you need the anchor. And that's PC powder. In fact, I think they have it here at the Power Mall. They have, if you go on the website, you'll find the 877 number for the Power Mall. And they have PC powder. It's phosphatidylcholine. It's the anchor for the cod liver oil. And then you need the guard dog for the cell membrane. And that's the 8 forms of E. When you see ridiculously ignorant articles like in the Journal of the American Medical Association that say vitamin E doesn't help, it's because they were so ignorant, they broadcast their stupidity to the whole world because they treated vitamin E as though it was one thing, synthetic alpha tocopherol. It's not. Real vitamin E is 8 entities. It's 4 tocopherols, alpha, beta, delta, gamma, and 4 tocotrienols. So to use one form of the 8 forms, that's like going to the car dealer and saying, I want to buy a new car, but, oh, I can only afford 1 out of every 8 parts, and I expect it to work. That's why the studies came out negative, because actually when you do a cheap form of vitamin E, it'll say just vitamin E. It won't spell out all the tocotrienols and the tocopherols. When you do a cheap form, it actually lowers the other 7 forms, and it creates cancer. And that's how they ended up saying that vitamin E caused cancer. Of course it does in the hands of people who are too stupid to use the 8 forms the way it is occurs in nature. We've done multiple shows. You can search back for the last 2 months in thepowerhour.com, and you'll find the exact doses and the companies and everything. You also want some phosphatidylserine, PS100, because we need to go now to the gate, the ACE2 receptor, because this is what humans have that make them extremely vulnerable to the COVID virus. This ACE2 receptor, fortunately, the gate, this is the gate for the virus to get into the cell. The gate is closed by one nutrient, vitamin D. So easy. And you heard in the last segment, the normal for vitamin D should be over 80. 80 to 100 is perfect. And we have found that 10,000 IU of D3 every day brings you perfectly up to where you need to be. If you're over 100, then you only need it Monday through Friday. You don't need every day. And again, you want to see your, once you get it measured, you want your doctor to order your 1,25-1 dihydroxyvitamin D3. And all this stuff is in the Total Wellness newsletter at prestigepublishing.com as well, and spelled out in much more detail. But this is extremely important because D closes the corona gates. In fact, I consider it malpractice for any specialist. I don't care if they're a cancer specialist, a heart specialist, diabetes, whatever. There is so much evidence, even in just the last 10 years of the Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry, that it should be malpractice for any doctor to fail to check the vitamin D levels regardless of what you have, because you can't heal anything. Depression, diabetes, cancers, heart, whatever. There is so much overwhelming evidence, and we all need those levels. And yet, they also show that like 50% of the United States people are low in it. They don't get nearly the vitamin D they should. Or they think, oh, I'm taking it. Oh, or I had my level measured and my doctor said it was great. Yeah, because the lab says 30 is normal, and that's not normal. That won't protect you against anything except rickets. That's what it protects, is rickets. So, grab it. Sorry. Anyway, so then the next thing is, once the virus gets in, if you haven't stopped it with the D, oh, and by the way, you know, the statins not only lower your level of cholesterol, but they lower your CoQ10 so that you can't fight off viruses as well. There are all sorts of other problems associated with many of these medications. Metformin for diabetes lowers your B12. So again, try to learn how to get off any medication. If you have high blood pressure, read the high blood pressure hoax. If you have diabetes, read how to cure diabetes. If you have arthritis, then read pain-free in 6 weeks. Try to get off as many things as you can. For example, even over-the-counter, non-prescription things like the NSAIDs, Motrin, Aleve, ibuprofen, they create high blood pressure. Yet when I go over the records from people, our readers, to evaluate their blood test results, I also look at their records from the last couple of years. And these can be from Johns Hopkins, Harvard, Cleveland Clinic, Mayo Clinic. Do you think any cardiologist has asked someone if they're on NSAIDs, Motrin, Aleve, ibuprofen, etc., before they put them on a lifetime of blood pressure medicine? No. You know what? It's not in the practice guidelines. So, once the virus gets into the gate through the cell membrane, then what's its next deal? Then the virus has to duplicate. It has to make gazillion baby viruses. And again, there's a nutrient that turns this off. Zinc has to be coupled with some magnesium as well in order to make that pathway work. But again, zinc deficiency is extremely common in the United States. In fact, in last year's Total Wellness Newsletter, 2019, we gave an example of not, I didn't give you all 200 of the enzymes that zinc is in, but only an example of 6 of them to show you how just being low in zinc can create every disease, any disease. And that's just one mineral. That shows you how important each one is. And don't forget that, again, you do not want to be in the bottom half of normal for something like a mineral like zinc. You want to be in the top half of normal, preferably the fourth or fifth quintile. So a lot of people need at least 30 milligrams of zinc a day. But as you'll see in that 2019 newsletter, when you take zinc, you must figure out how to balance it. For example, then you can lower the copper and the chromium and the manganese and many other nutrients and molybdenum, and then you set yourself up for other problems. In fact, in a, if we have time today, in the next hour or even another segment some other time, we should then go through nutrients that could pull all of this together. So anyway, the virus first tries to attach to the outside, and that's getting rid of the 7M. Then it tries to hook on to the cell membrane, and that involves the cod liver oil, PC powder, 8 forms of vitamin E, phosphatidylserine. Then it tries to get through the gate. That gate is closed by vitamin D. Then it tries to make baby viruses, but the birth control is zinc and magnesium. So that that can supersede the polymerase of the enzyme or the polymerase enzyme of the virus, so that it cannot make new baby viruses. Then what does it do after that? That's the worst problem. It can hibernate. Where does it go? It goes in the gut. Just like HIV, herpes, cytomegalovirus, hundreds of viruses actually hibernate in the gut. And many of them we live with throughout our lives. It depends on the makeup, the genetic makeup of the virus, what it's designed to, what signals it's designed to respond to make it re-emerge. And the most important signal is when your detoxification goes down, because the gut is half the detox for the entire body, it's half the immune system for the entire body. So the chemistry of the human gut is extremely important. Most people have what we call leaky gut, and you can actually test for this, and it should be repaired. And we'll probably go into that in the next hour, because this hibernation accomplishes several things. It allows the virus to not be detectable by blood test, because it can secrete a special protein covering around its outside that makes its, that covers up its antigenic recognition sites. So it's literally invisible to your immune system. But we know that specific enzymes that we make in our bodies can dissolve this off and leave the virus naked in the breeze, so that other parts of your chemistry can start to try to destroy it, depending again on how strong you are, what your level of all your nutrients is. And that's part of the beauty of this test. It's described how to order your own, and what it is in the book, How to Cure Diabetes. It's 11 pages, and it looks at vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, amino acids, organic acids, etc. It shows, in fact, one of my favorite tests in there is the quinolinate, because that shows if you have early brain deterioration before you have any symptoms. And the beauty of it is, like all of it, it's totally reversible. You can turn it around. Just like you can turn around early Alzheimer's. But you have to see the chemistry of the brain, and yet that's not part of the practice of neurology, the specialty that deals with Alzheimer's. So you can see why I'm particularly passionate about all of this. So when this virus hibernates, not only can it become undetectable by certain tests, it can also be unassailable by a vaccine or a drug. And speaking of drugs, let's go back to that neat one, hydroxychloroquine, because that was a bone of contention there for quite a while. And as you know, the study in Lancet was crooked, and it has been withdrawn. So it's not going to be there anymore. But there were, again, whenever researchers who have a drug focus want to make anything natural and inexpensive like hydroxychloroquine look bad, they do dishonest things. One of the things they did in that study was use it for end stage. Well, that's not where it works. It works at the ACE gateway. The best time to use hydroxychloroquine is, one, if you've just been exposed. Two, if you start with any symptoms. That's when it knocks out the virus right away. And then they said, oh, well, it causes all these bad symptoms. Well, of course it does. It has a half-life. Most drugs have a half-life. Half of it is gone or metabolized in a few hours. This takes 3 to 6 weeks. So if you keep using it, of course you're going to cause a problem. And there are many other reasons. But don't forget that for 70 years, our military has used this for malaria prevention. We didn't kill off a bunch of our military men with this. So hydroxychloroquine is beneficial, as the president said, and since he's the only one that I know of that actually admitted that they used zinc and vitamin D with it as well, I wonder where all these other specialists are getting their information from, or do they ever read any virology and genetics and molecular biochemistry of the body? Because this stuff is all there. I've had to spend 800 hours trying to track it all down. And there are tons of researchers. In fact, the Academy of the American Physicians and Surgeons wrote a beautiful, showed how many studies there were helping with hydroxychloroquine helping. So anyway, don't disregard that. We'll be back. Thank you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.